Boyd Johnson knew he'd missed Smoke Jensen.
It was that damn fence. I'll get that sumbitch next time, as soon as he shows himself.
Suddenly, guns thundered from barns and hay sheds and deep shadows all across the ranch headquarters.
They was expecting us, Boyd!
Shut up, Lee! He's gonna tell that bastard right where we is!
Boyd waited, aiming down at the fence where he'd last seen the big fella bare-chested wearing buckskin leggings.
That was him, dammit. I had the sumbitch dead in my sight still he'd come to that goddamn fence. I know one thing for sure about this Jensen feller. He's damn sure lucky, or he'd be dead as a pig right now.
Well, how come you ain't shooting, Boyd?
Shit. Nothing to shoot at yet. No sense in letting them know where we are till we got us a target we know we can hit. Let them others waste ammunition. Remember what Pa told us when we was kids hunting squirrels? Make every shot count, cause gunpowder and shot is expensive.
Scanning the spot where he'd last seen the gent he believed to be Jensen, Boyd was hard-pressed to figure where the hell that big fella could be hiding. Something tapped him then on the sole of his right boot, and Boyd whirled around.
What? How the hell did you...
I don't waste ammunition either.
Marvin Hyde decided it was time to pull back. Some of the bullets fired from the ranch were coming too goddamn close, whizzing over his head by no more than a foot or two. He did not want somebody to get off a lucky shot that would turn out unlucky for him. And in all this noise and confusion, Jesse Evans would never even know he'd moved to a safer place. Marvin came slowly to his hands and knees, pulling his rifle along in the grass, barrel still hot from so much shooting. A few feet more, and he was behind the lip of the shallow ravine where he could stand up.
Phew!
As he turned around, he came face to face with a half-naked man holding two pistols.
Huh? Who the hell are you?
Your executioner, Plowboy.
Ah!
Smoke moved on, creeping forward toward the shape of a man lying prone to the crest of a rocky knob, firing down at the ranch in regular bursts as fast as he could reload a Winchester 44. Smoke had a decided advantage tonight that he couldn't always count on. The noise made by so many rifles firing at once. This made it far easier to slip up behind his quarry, not having to be so careful where he placed each foot. The rifleman paused to load his gun, giving Smoke just the opportunity he needed.
Hey, turn around. Got a message for you from Jesse.
The Mexican with a thin mustache looked over his shoulder as he continued thumbing shells into his rifle. He opened his mouth to speak until he realized he didn't recognize Smoke's face in the dark. Then he saw Smoke's pistols.
Dios, you are not with us?
No, I ain't.
But you say you have a message from Señor Jesse.
I suppose I should have said I have a message for Jesse. Trouble is, I can't leave you alive to give it to him.
Oh, por favor, please do not kill me, señor.
Funny you'd beg for your life when you came here to kill us. If the tables were turned, would you give me a chance to ride off?
Oh, of course, señor. It would be the honorable thing to do in this situation when you have the drop on me.
You think I ought to give you a chance to aim that rifle at me first?
Oh, I do not believe you would do that, señor.
Then you're calling me a liar?
No, señor. I only say I do not think you would be so foolish.
Smoke lowered his pistols to his sides.
Aim it at me. Go ahead. I'll give you plenty of time.
There was a hesitation. Then suddenly the Mexican squirmed around, sweeping his rifle barrel towards Smoke.
Long enough.
Oh, madre!
Your mother can't help you now. It'll take you a while to die being gut shot.
Oh, please, take me to the doctor. El Mesía. Without him, I will surely die.
You sure will. Adios, bastardo.
Smoke slipped away into the deep night shadows, looking for another victim, another paid assassin who came to South Springs Ranch seeking a murderer's payday. A rifle spat flame to his left, behind a thick pinyon pine trunk. Smoke crept toward the light on the balls of his feet. Jack Johnson knelt in matted grass at the base of the tree with brass cartridge casings scattered all around him. Now and then he saw a muzzle flash wink near one of the barns or a corner post of a corral. He wondered why Jesse Evans would order an attack on such a well-defended ranch.
Well, there's gotta be a dozen goddamn men shooting back at us. Evans is a fool. Nobody in his right mind would challenge an outfit armed to the teeth like this bunch if he knew it ahead of time. This could go on all night.
He took aim at a flickering flash of light.
Shit!
Jack doubted anyone on either side had been wounded or killed, but with everyone shooting in the damn dark at uncertain targets, a short pause came in the endless gunfire, long enough for Jack to hear someone behind him. He glanced over his shoulder while he levered another shell into the firing chamber.
Ain't this the worst? Can't see a goddamn thing down there. Looks like somebody ought to decide this ain't worth it and call it off.
No shit.
Why don't you go tell Mr. Evans it's a waste of our time?
I'm looking for him now. Where is he?
Him and Bill Pickett and two more is near the big house down yonder. They's gonna try and get Chisholm if they could.
Shoot him down in the dark, huh?
Hell yes. Who the hell are you anyways, and how come you're asking so many goddamn dumb questions?
My name doesn't matter. What does matter is that you've got only a few seconds to live. I'll tell Evans what you said, that he ought to call this off.